at your service. It's the Home Improvement Show, presented by Mosby Building Arts. To ask a question, call 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. Now the host of the show, Rich Orris.
Home Improvement Show. You heard the man, Rich Orris, here for you. And I've got something very special because I always like to welcome in the 97.1 fans, home improvement crowd to the show. We can start getting their questions and everything in too. But also, really special guest here with me today is Dave Glover from the DGS. And hey, Dave, how does it feel to be back on 97.1?
I love it. It feels great.
Yeah, I'll bet it does.
Congratulations. While I had the chance that last Thursday, DGS and 97.1 FM Talk celebrated our 25th anniversary, October 16th, 2000. We went on the air. So to Mark and Annie and Reardon and Ethan and Wiggins and all those guys, love you. To all the listeners and the audience, congrats.
Oh, no, that is in what it's got to be like a remarkable journey over 25 years. And in my shoes, so Scott Mosby did the Home Improvement Show for, I don't even, a little bit more than that, like 27, 28 or something. So what advice would you give me for, like, or any radio host on their way to try and making it 25 years?
I think it's two things, and I don't do as much public speaking at colleges and high schools as I used to, but I still do from time to time. And I always tell the fledgling creatives, whether they want to be on the radio or do sports analysts or be a tuba player, that first thing is you have to find your own voice. You know, nobody starts out with their own voice. I don't care what it is. You're always doing a bad imitation of somebody. I did a bad imitation of Howard Stern and Rush Limbaugh and Stephen DC and J.C. Cork and everyone I'd ever heard. And you find your own voice, and then you just have to be authentic. I used to be Glenn Beck's fill-in guy for, gosh, 5-8 years. And the first thing he told me was, if you do a 4-hour radio show every day or whatever it is you do creatively, if you do it long enough, people are going to see through you. And you might as well just don't lie from the beginning.
Yeah.
And so I think that's it. I think you find your own voice, and you have to be patient and fail a lot. And once you find it, there's no guarantee people are going to want it, but you just have to be authentic to who you are.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. And one thing I'll never forget, too, probably one of the best piece of advice I ever got was the first time I was on my first episode. It was my show. It was an hour long. It's me. It's all about me. And after the first segment, Eric Roberts, the producer, you know, Eric, he said, "Hey, Rich, it's okay to breathe." And I was like, "Oh, so I should be?" He's like, yeah, just settle down, let the nerves out, and just go ahead and breathe as you're doing this.
Yeah.
Like, it's gonna work. And I'm like, I mean, okay, thanks.
Think about it, if you've ever gone to see like a stand-up comic,
and
if you go to see a seasoned veteran, they're so comfortable, and their comfort makes you comfortable.
Yeah.
If you go to open mic night when everyone's terrified, you're terrified, right?
Yep, absolutely. But hey, I wanted to get in and talk to you kind of about Mosby Building Arts and your new partnership alignment here with Mosby. And I was curious to kind of start off because I know you took a tour. I was there with you. We walked around the facility. And so I'm just kind of curious, first off, is like what is it about Mosby Building Arts that really stood out to you? You know, is it like the design build approach, the craftsmanship, or is there even something else that you saw that really stood out?
You know, to be completely honest, what it was my multi-decade relationship with Mr. Mosby.
Uh-huh.
Never met him, but being a St. Louis guy and a radio nerd, I had heard him and listened to him for years and years and years. And I have absolutely, I can't overstate this enough, I have absolutely zero knowledge, acumen, or talent for the stuff you do. None.
Yeah. Okay.
And I think I speak for a lot of the people out there in the audience from my generation. I just turned 61. And my dad was a World War II vet, self-taught union carpenter with zero patience. Yeah. And so remember when Dad would say, hold the board while I saw?
Yeah, yeah.
Or hold the light while I change the spark plug. And in 5 seconds, your mind is drifting and suddenly there's a string of curse words. So I grew up not only not knowing how to do stuff like you guys do, but having this fascination with it, because it's like my dad was a warlock and it's dark magic. So I was always attracted to Mr. Mosby's show. And then when you guys approached me about the possibility of a partnership, it was just easy because, and this is going to sound so self-serving and so schmaltzy, but you guys are just so clearly the best. You know, it's like if someone said, hey, I've got a Toyota Prius or I've got a Mercedes-Benz G-Wagon. And they're both $30,000. It's a pretty easy decision.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And that's what I think you just almost kind of half answered too. One of my next questions was just kind of asking about that partnership and how you feel it aligns with your own brand and values and everything, because I feel like you're like the best on the radio. So I might have just heard that answer, really.
Yeah, one of the great things that comes along with doing something fairly successfully for 25 years is you get to pick and choose. You know, you no longer have to do the stuff you don't want to do. You get to do what you want to do. You get to pick and choose your clients. And there's usually, not always, but there's usually two or three clients in a category to pick from. And it was just an easy choice. Like I said, you guys are just the gold standard. What I worry most about in doing my live endorsements, and I do so many, is that I recommend someone to go somewhere, they have a bad experience, now they're mad at you, now they're mad at me, and I lose sleep over this. And with you guys, I've just never given it a second thought. I just don't worry about it. I know that, you know, and what you guys do is construction. Things go sideways. It's just a part
of
the deal. And whenever I'm talking to people about you and Lombardo Homes, who I do lives for, it's like, look, things are going to go sideways a little bit, maybe even a lot. You have to be able to trust who you brought in. And that's why I feel so comfortable with you guys.
Yeah, and it's all about how you handle that when it does, because it's going to. And I just, like, literally yesterday was telling someone, if I told you this worked 100% of the time, I would just stand up and walk out the door and you should just kick me out, because it just doesn't. It's what you do when those things start to happen. And to kind of, I'll tell a quick story about one of my clients. It's kind of like, just to explain and maybe give you a little background too on like how real this actually is. And she's not the only one. She's just the one I'm doing a job for now. So I came up with her, and I've actually interviewed a few clients on the radio with my other show on 97.1 years ago, and I've interviewed her on the radio because we've done so much work for her. So I just put together a quick list to give everybody and the listeners kind of an understanding of how this really works. So we have done, I think, 13 jobs for her. So the first one was in 2001. It was a master suite edition. In 2007, we did some service and repairs. 2008, I did some masonry and some siding repairs. 2009, we remodeled her living room and family room. In 2012, we did an exterior makeover. In 2013, we looked at a basement bathroom. We didn't end up doing it because the conversation turned more to she wanted this other addition. And I was like, we can make that addition work for what you need down here upstairs. Don't even bother to change this. So we didn't end up doing that job and saving for the other. But later in 2013, we did a dining room remodel. Then in 2015, we did a roof and some windows and siding. In 2016, later in 2015, we did another master suite addition. Now, this is a different home because she had moved. So the only client I have, we've done two master suite additions for. In 2016, we did some doors. In 2019, we did a new roof and tuck pointing. In 2020, we did some windows and siding repairs. In 2021, we did another door. In 2024, we did a ceiling leak with some patching and painting and stuff. This was at her mother's home. In 2025, right now, we're doing an open concept kitchen remodel where we move the basement stairs and we're changing the whole plan, which basically remodeling the living room and the dining room area. We did a job this year at her sister's house, which is next door. And so 13 total projects just for her in 25 years. And she keeps coming back again. And that, it, to me, is the telltale that this is working. We're doing something right. And for everybody out there to understand, too, and maybe you, this is a home in U City that if you looked it up in, on Zillow, it's about $400,000. This is not like a $2 million, they just do whatever they want. This is about value and peace of mind and getting the projects done well and loving how it happens.
Yeah, I love that. I'm a big fan of the saying and the thought behind it's so much better to be really good every day than to catch a flyer and be great every now and then. And as you know, and what everyone knows out there listening and whatever you do, you see these guys who they catch a flyer now and then, and like, oh, man, yeah, that's really impressive. But day to day, they're kind of substandard. And what you guys do and have for decades is being really good every day, like always answering the bell.
Yep. Yeah. And that's something that I'm sure you and all the listeners, knowing Scott Mosby, how he was on the radio, that's how he is in his life. That's, I mean, he was just that man. And so he has just instilled in our company, in our design build process, everything we do to try and figure out is to make things better than the standard. Is like when you hear what's wrong, when you hear the Better Business Bureau complaints, it's like, how do we change ourselves so that that doesn't happen with us? So it's not necessarily just the work and the quality, but it's, how do we make sure that people are happy? Because that's the complaints you end up hearing, is they just didn't communicate. They didn't show up. They didn't get it done on time. They didn't. I look at kitchens and bathrooms, and they're wonderful looking jobs. And everyone says the same thing. Oh, well, I'll never let them back in my house again. And I'm like, that's a gorgeous kitchen. Like, that's surprising, because it has nothing to do with the project and everything to do with the experience.
Yeah. Yeah. One thing I love about you guys, and in the, at least it's my intuition, maybe I'm wrong, but in the construction remodeling business, is that most companies, if the customer says, I have a $30,000 budget, they're thinking, we're going to get 55 or 60 out of this. And when you guys go in, much like Saliga Heating and Cooling, who's not my client, I just have used them personally.
Yeah.
They don't go in thinking, what can we get these guys for? They're going to do whatever is going to meet your expectations, desires, and standards, but at the lowest price they can do it, as opposed to, let's sweeten this pot a little bit.
Yep. Oh, and we're always designing, going through that design process. And I tell people all the time, I'm like, the first design you're going to see is the rich Oris design. It's the one that says, this is the simplest, this is the most cost effective, it's got the best investment level possible to get close to what you want. And then from there, we can offer all these other designs, all these other options, and we can live the dream. And the last one, you'll always want the dream, but sometimes the dream, the funds are down here and the dream is up there, and you got to find something in the middle. And that's what we're really trying to accomplish.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that is awesome. So the only other thing I'd probably ask you, in doing the live reads and everything, is, have you found any kind of unique challenges or anything doing ours and what we do and how we do it and being full service? We do everything design build as opposed to just most of the other companies that you talk about.
Yeah. This again is going to sound really schmaltzy, but the one thing I have to be careful with when I do my live reads with you is that, not to make it sound too good to be true.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes when you're just being so effusive and gold standard and AAA Sterling, it can sound like this guy's hiding something, you know, like the lady doth protest too much. So honestly, you guys are just so good that that's my only real worry, is that people will think I'm exaggerating.
Yeah. And for me, one of my favorite things working at Mosby and going around and looking at all these different projects and trying to help everybody out. We don't help everybody out, but another kind of testimonial that I see all the time working for us is the amount of referrals that I get personally from a client that I visited, but I did not do a job for.
Hmm.
And they literally say, I'm looking at a kitchen and I go, well, how did you get to me? Who took? They're like, oh, well, my neighbor had their kitchen done. And when we asked them who did it, they said, I won't tell you that, but you should call these people because if they do half what they said they would do, we wish we went with them.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, wow, I'm over here. I didn't even do their kitchen. I'm like, yeah, I remember seeing that. You know,
best recommendation you can get.
Yeah. And we didn't even end up doing the work, but they're like, we wish we had them do it.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, so it's really cool.
Yeah, that's very cool.
Yeah. Well, hey, Dave, man, I appreciate you taking some time out of your Saturday and coming in here and having this discussion with us. Absolutely. That's the greatest thing in the world. Like when I was on your show, I was talking about how, wow, there's people that actually work here where you're like the fourth person in this floor right now.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
this
not a lot of people.
This is sort of like going to teachers. Parent teacher night.
Yeah.
Like the seeing the school when it's dark and no one's there and stuff. So
exactly.
Thanks for having me. This has been a lot of fun.
Yeah, no, I really appreciate it. I love it. We'll do more in the future, I'm sure. Great partnership. Appreciate you being a part of what we do. And just appreciate you coming in. For everybody else, we'll get to Bob and Harold after this break. And more for everybody else after the break. More home improvement to come right after this. Don't go nowhere.
It's the Home Improvement Show, presented by Mosby Building Arts. Once again, Rich Orris.
We got Bob and Harold here. So let's go to Bob and see what's going on with Bob's porch. Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah. Hi. Good afternoon, Rich. Thanks for being or continuing to be the gold standard.
Well, I appreciate that. You're very welcome. We do what we can. Like we said, it's hard to keep up with. You got to work hard at it and trying to, but it's all about how you handle it once you get there. Oh. And that's what people love. So what's going on with your porch?
And continuing the tradition. I have a concrete porch. It's about 4x4. It's an old house, and it's got about 3 steps, so it's a lot of concrete. And the concrete's in good shape, but it's sloping a little bit to the right, a few inches. And, you know, to get a contractor, you know, I'd say that they probably want to remove it. And I'm just thinking that maybe it would be easier to, you know, just do like, could I do like a resurfacing of it, you know, to level it out so it's not leaning, it just looks awkward, you know?
Yeah, so a resurfacing would be definitely difficult to try and level that out and get it back to a flat look. Most resurfacing kind of is a certain amount of thickness and it follows it's all like a half inch thick or a quarter inch thick or whatever on top of that surface. So you'd still have that slope. Have you spoken with any foundation companies to see if they can either, depending on if it has 3 steps, it probably has a actual foundation under it. So they might be able to pier it and kind of lift it back up or hold it up. Or if it's on the ground, maybe mud jacket to or a poly jacking to kind of get that back up and more level. Have you talked to any foundation companies?
No, I have not. I just saw, well, maybe, you know, with it being such a big piece of concrete, you know, that might be, you know, but I guess I could talk to somebody.
Yeah, does it look like you have a foundation wall underneath that? So there's like concrete sticking up like a wall, and then your front porch is on top of that, and your stairs come up to that?
No, it's detached, but it's you know, it's just basically like a sidewalk, and then it goes to 3 stairs, and then just a little porch.
And so the dirt just kind of levels out around it and slopes down and everything. So the grade is right up to the concrete patio.
Yeah, and there's no issue with the foundation or anything.
So I mean, if it's depending on what's underneath it, a poly jacking company might be able to drill holes and like kind of poly jack that existing patio right back up to level, because you're going to be in between that or tear out and replacement. So I would start out with some mud jacking, poly jacking, foundation repair type companies that do that jacking up of that, and see if they feel like a poly jack would lift that back up level. And that, okay, that's probably that's going to be your most inexpensive way to do it, if that's a possibility.
Okay. But a resurfacer wouldn't stick. It would.
Yeah. Cause they would be trying to take their surface. They're used to just putting that on, cause some of it's like a spray, some of it's troweled on. So they would be trying to trowel it on, going from like a half inch thick to 2.5 inches thick, and you'd probably get kind of dips in it, and it would probably be difficult. You might have spots that hold water. It would be hard to do that and get it flat and make it work out really well. So,
okay.
Yep. I would start with just Google poly jacking, foundation repair companies. We use a company called Stratum Structural that does that type of work. That's who I work with the most, but there's a lot of companies that do that type of work too. You don't have to just go through them, but they would be a good resource to answer the question, is it something they think they could accomplish?
Okay. How do you spell that?
Stratum. It's Stratum Structural. I want to say it's Stratum, maybe something like that. Sure. Yep.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Perfect. Hey, thanks for the call, Bob. Hey, Harold, if you could hang on through a really quick break again, you will be the champion of being on hold, and I will answer your call as soon as we return. For everybody else, we'll have plenty of time after Harold. 314-436-7900. More home improvement right after this.
The Voice of St. Louis, News Radio 1120, KMOX.
All right, we are back. Here we go. We got two more segments here. Plenty of time for everybody. If you have something, feel free to call 314-436-7900. We got Harold on the line. Let's see what's happening with Harold. How can we help you?
Thanks for taking my call, Rich.
Hey, thanks for holding on.
Oh, that's okay. I appreciate it. I do appreciate you giving your expertise on so many issues. My issue is that I've got hardwood floors in my home, and of course they squeak, and of course I can't get to them underneath because the basement is finished and it's got drywall up underneath the flooring. And I've only owned this home about 6 years. It's about 25 years old, and I noticed that in certain spots, every so often, it looks like they put a nail into that or a screw and screwed the floor down and then kind of like plugged it. And then they put like, I guess, a little bit of shellac or something on top.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, in those areas, it's really solid. But there is certain areas that you walk on that over time, I guess the glue from the floor to the subfloor has let go. The home is about 25 years old. And I'm trying to find someone who would do that type of work. When I look anything up, they shift me to, when I look up, I'm trying to Google it, they shift me to like screws that I can do. I'm looking for someone. Do you know of anyone who does that type of work?
Yeah, I'm totally drawing a blank, but there was a company that I used to see at the home shows.
Yes.
That
I did too, but worked. I don't see their advertisements, nor do I see anything anymore at the home shows with those guys.
Yeah, I wonder if, maybe they're just not still around. And I'm drawing a total blank. on the name, but there was a company that did that. Let me see if I can find something. And the hard part about doing that is really trying to figure out where that squeak is actually occurring, and especially with hardwood floors, because sometimes it's with the floor itself, the hardwood kind of moving a little bit from one board to the next, and you get your squeak in that hardwood floor itself, and then other times it's the actual subfloor to the floor joist. The floor joist kind of moving if the glue's given out or they didn't glue it, and it's really the nail and the wood kind of moving up and down in the floor joist that causes that squeak. And there's different ways to try and take care of each of those. Of course, the one is would work best from underneath, but if you're finished, you're kind of stuck. If you're drywalled and you can't really gain a lot of access there, it's kind of hard to do that. So that's why I see, and my guess is it's from the subfloor, because if they put screws through, you go all the way through the floor, the subfloor, in, you find the floor joist and you put it in the floor joist and you do that plug, if that takes care of it, that kind of makes me guess it's actually in the subfloor to the floor joist where it's probably occurring. Now, something you could try and do is in some of these areas where you have these squeaks, if you put baby powder on the floor, like a talcum powder or a baby powder, and literally just sprinkle it all over the floor and kind of sweep it around so it's getting inside between the boards in the top of that hardwood floor. If you do that, you smear that around and let it get inside those grooves between the boards and in the seams. If that helps, then it kind of targets that your squeaking's in the hardwood itself, and they definitely need to try and repair that from, you know, the bottom up still could work, but the top down, you might need a lot more screw holes and stuff to do it. So you could try that in the areas to do that. Now, I just did a quick little Google thing, and it says squeak stoppers. Maybe that was the name of the place. Yeah, there's a company called Squeak Stoppers that you could try and contact and see if they would do it, because this is pretty specialized, and if it would be very expensive to get really good, great carpenters in there trying to figure out where squeaks are and doing that, and then you'd need the floor guy to come in and kind of do the plugs on top of that and deal with the floor.
I'll first go to try to get the talcum powder and put that on it and see if that gets it. And then if that doesn't, maybe I'll try and Google the squeak stoppers and see if what they offer. So thanks very much. I really appreciate it, Rich.
Absolutely. Hey, I appreciate you more than you probably appreciate me. Thanks for the call. I love the good conversations. And for everybody else out there, we'll have a whole nother segment coming up. Time for everybody, 314-436-7900. Get you right in here with me. We now got the phone lines back to wide open for you. What do you have going on? We're going to take a short break, and we'll have more home improvement when we return.
You're listening to the Home Improvement Show, sponsored by Mosby Building Arts. Once again, Rich Orris.
Talking about what we do every day and how we do it and how we get through it. And there's so much here being full service and the type of company and the design build, having everything in one home, in one place, is really, that was Scott Mosby's kind of goal and solution to, how do you correct the things that are happening in our industry? How do you make it better and have it where some of that doesn't happen to us? And that's kind of how we got where we are and how we've developed what we do in order to try and do the best things and get things as good and well as possible as we can. It's something that we've always strived for ever since the day I started here 24 years ago. It's been quite a little stay and it's been a good time. And I really appreciate everything that we've done and learned and how we change and how we communicate and just all those different things that we do. Now, for everybody right now, we've got a little bit of time for you. So if you do have a concern, a question, a comment, something about your home, feel free to give me a shout, 314-436-7900. We got a little time right here for you. But I was going to kind of just go through a little bit of how we've done this and how we've constantly worked and modified what I do every day on a daily basis at Mosby Building Arts. And really the toughest thing about us and the best thing about us in the same instance is that basically things will always change. We will always look towards what's not going well. It's kind of like when we analyze our own company, it's kind of like watching the news and you're constantly hearing all the bad things and but you've got to get through that to be able to say, now what do we do differently to make sure that we're trying to do better? And so we analyze ourselves and go, well, what was the biggest issues we had all of last year? And now let's set goals to see what we could do to try and better that and make ourselves better in those areas. It's like a football team watching the tapes from last week when you just didn't play that well and it seems like you're pointing fingers, but you're really picking out, you know, what happened, why, and now what do we have to do to adjust and do it better? It's a golfer checking on his swing every day, all the time. It's you know, Rory McIlroy having a coach. I mean, you would think you wouldn't need a coach anymore. He's so good, but you have to constantly work and analyze. And that's really what we do here at Mosby. That's the goal. Like we were talking about with Dave, things will happen. Things will go wrong. And I've had some things not turn out perfectly. I've had that happen when I was a project manager running jobs for Mosby. I've had it as a consultant going around and selling projects and helping get through them. And it just happens. And it, like we were saying, it's all about how do you handle it and what do you do once you're there? So if you can imagine having the same people help you from the beginning with the investment levels, with the designs, with, you know, how can you build it, offering up things like, well, maybe we make it a 2-bedroom and not a 3. Maybe we do, and really trying to help and show, here's ways that we can work you towards your budget. Here's ways that we can give you the dream and everything you ever wanted. And getting to pick through that and having the professionals, that kitchen and bath designers, licensed architect on staff, everybody around. I talk often to everybody about my permit department because I get all these questions and I have questions that come up about permitting where I'm like, well, I know this could happen and it's happened elsewhere and I'm not sure here. So I need to have people help me out because there's no way to just know all of that information everywhere. It would have to be all that you do every day, all day, and just basically studying what does everybody make you do. So having a department with people that literally work on that end for us, so you have a feasibility meeting. Will this work? Will they let us do this here? How can we do it? What is, you know, searching into HOAs and what they say and what the municipalities say and having feasibility meetings to find out, can things even happen, is a part of that whole process. And we handle all of that for everybody. And then imagine once you're getting all of those answers, not only do we get you there, but now we have the people to build it. And most of what we build is our employees. And we'll get through that project with 70, 80% of the things that we touch and build being an employee of Mosby Building Arts doing it. So when I'm talking about how we wrap and flash and install siding and windows and doors and how we can keep your house dry and guarantee that for a very long time, there, that's our people doing that. It's our carpenters building. It's our ditch diggers and laborers doing some of the grunt work. These are our in-house employees. We have plumbers. We have electricians. We're licensed in both those areas. So once you're in construction and you see everything and you get the agreements and it says, hey, we can start within 10 working weeks or 8 or 12 or whatever it is, knowing that we're going to be somewhere right in there. And then we say, oh, well, we can build this within so many working weeks, 6 or 8 or even sometimes really long, 6 months for a giant project, or we've had big enough projects where we're just, it's going to be like a year or something, that really large projects. But it's all about knowing that, understanding that, setting those expectations, and then really being able to deliver that 90% of the time. It's all about the odds. It's like the odds. What are the odds you're gonna get a good project? What are the odds it will get done on time? We don't get every single job at Mosby Building Arts done on time. I wish we could. I feel like it's an impossible task to try and achieve. But when you look at that and you analyze it and you try and make yourself better at it and you realize that we were already like 80% or better effective, and now we've gotten ourselves around 90 trying to achieve a better goal, it's just made 1 in 10 happy with how everything went, more so than it was before. And that's the importance. We want to do that for everybody. We want to do the best thing we possibly can for every single client person that we meet out there. And that's one of the reasons we started this SAM service and maintenance part, because we want to service our clients in every way, shape, and form that we can. It gets difficult with scheduling and time and material and small jobs. And so now we've got, if you're interested, do some research, look up our service and maintenance program, see what it's all about. We can inspect the home. We can give you reports on it. We can do time and material work for you within that, of all these little small maintenance things that we're constantly promoting. You want to do this well. You want to keep up the maintenance. We'll let a professional help you figure that out, know what it is, and get you through it, and offer to do it at the same time. It's a great service, and we have so many different services like that. Imagine being able to look at an app while your work's being done, and you could literally be in Florida and you could look and go, oh, honey, look, they just put the notes in at the end of the day that they're going to start putting in our countertops tomorrow. And you could be 1,000 miles away learning that, knowing that, and understanding that. So, hey, I've had a great time today. We've had some great conversations, some great questions. Again, congratulations to DGS and Dave Glover with 25 years. That is fantastic. And for everybody else out there, hey, be good to your homes, be good to each other, and I'll talk to you all next week.